Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel, straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we are back. And, John, you know what happened last week that we didn't hear anything about until the first of this week? And that was, John, that Congress snuck through a pay raise for themselves of $34,000. Did you know that?
I knew. I didn't know the amount. I saw the headline. But, yes, I knew that. And they've allotted $300 million for a new FBI, what do you want to call it, new FBI headquarters in Maryland.
Hmm.
$300 million, Pastor Ernie.
Now, it's an interesting thing. I remember, John, when about when it wasn't that long ago when 34,000, well, I guess it was a while back, was the average salary of a congressman. It, you know, they made about 40,000 a year. I remember that the back, and it's been a while, but today over 200 members of Congress are multimillionaires. Did you know that?
Hey, that's the way to make a lot of money, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yep. Okay. Michigan GOP representative honors acquitted Whitmer kidnappers who were caught up in FBI phony plot. The Democrats try to punish her. Here, Representative Rachel Smith, a Republican, a Michigan state representative, gave a state tribute to three of the acquitted Whitmer kidnappers last Friday. William and Michael Knoll, who were caught up in the big federal hoax. That was, you know, again, jurors saw through the hoax and acquitted them of all the charges. Did you know that the Dirty 30, the same Dirty 30 FBI agents that were involved in that hoax were the same ones that raided Mar-a-Lago? Did you know that?
Yeah, I saw that, Pastor Ernie. There was like a... It's like a team. It's like a...
They're called the Dirty 30, yeah.
Yeah. There's a team of them, and they're the ones that do these things, like you're talking about.
So the case involved 14 men who were accused of plotting to kidnap far-left Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Now, if she is really, as everyone says, a practicing witch, why couldn't she just have put a hex on them? The plot was later revealed into a group of men who liked to go shooting, discussing how bad the governor was, and one time they drove by her house. The case fell apart when it emerged that there were just as many FBI informants and undercover agents among the plotters as there were. Yeah, that's what they do, huh?
I think there were more FBI agents than there were conspirators, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah. There you go.
That Rashida Tlaib, did you follow that, Pastor Ernie? Her being censored?
Yeah. Yeah, I heard she was censored. What was
it? Very interesting from, in the media.
From the river to the sea... she made a statement about that.
From the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free. That's the full quote. And when they quote that, that means they're going to eliminate Israel.
Wow.
Now, but here's the thing that she, this media, here's why. I listened to some of the hearings, and this is the main reason why they dumped her or censored her was because she was claiming that Israel hit a hospital and killed, I don't know, hundreds of people and all. And what happened was that was Hamas propaganda, and a Hamas rocket misfired and landed in the parking lot of the hospital, and it didn't hit the hospital. No one in the hospital was killed. Some people were injured in the parking lot, and she was told that and continued the lie. And then someone in Biden's administration actually spoke to her and showed her the evidence, and she still spoke the lie. She was refusing that was to tell the truth or stop lying. That was one of the main charges that they brought up against her for knowingly lying for what they did to cause strife and rioting in the country. So that was one of the main reasons, which it dropped it. They dropped it. The media doesn't pick that up anymore. But that's how lowlife she was. It was all she wanted to do was cause trouble and cause strife and division, which people were responding to what she was saying.
Yep. There you go. Well, you know, there's a word for that. Isn't it called treason?
Yeah. I mean, there's no way. I was so happy when they censored her. Did you see AOC? Tlaib was crying, tears coming down, and AOC was consoling her and holding her hand and all.
I listened to her. She was giving one of her speeches. And she had a 10-year-old, her son, I believe, was standing next to her.
No, that was AOC.
Well, no.
Maybe on the other side may have been the son.
I don't think AOC has a son. I don't think she's even married.
No. Tlaib, I'm talking about.
Yeah, Tlaib was giving the speech, and she had a 10-year-old stand next to her, and she was dropping the F-bomb everywhere.
That was on a prior event. I'm talking about on the floor of the house.
Oh, yeah, I know.
She was crying, and AOC was there holding her hand and consoling her.
Boy, doesn't that just kind of break your heart?
No.
We've had communication with several of the members now over there at the January 6th, the hostages, the Christian hostages, and just about every guard, what they call corrections officers in that jail, are black. They're all black, and they all hate white people. Now, so they're pretty much told they can do whatever they want. Now you have the white patriots. The white are the black patriots, the ones that are also being held hostage. They're even worse on them, okay, because they're patriots and they're not communist. And so that's going on over there. Now, we played some segments from some of the inmates in there. They're telling you the only inmates that have to wear masks all the time are the J6ers. And if they don't wear masks, they said you won't ever get a trial, be able to get a trial. Now, we just had Jake Lang on here. He's been in that dirty, filthy jail for almost 1,200 days without a trial yet. And we're going to be having him in the very near future, some segments, if I can get them, that we recorded, if I can get those segments here to me. But, it's a terrible, horrible thing what they're doing to the Christian patriots in that dirty, filthy D.C. jail. Oh, here's the other thing. Did you know that Justin Trudeau wants to outlaw Christianity in Canada? He wants to, he's a Muslim, but he wants to outlaw. He's actually a Satanist, is what he is. He's a Satanist and a hardcore communist, too. And he wants to outlaw Christianity in Canada. He goes, The directives to military chaplains urge expunging God and religion from Remembrance Day. In other words, he doesn't want them talking, the chaplains talking about God. Isn't that something, huh? He goes on.
Well, yeah, that's what they are. That's exactly. I mean, he is everything that's evil. This guy, he's perfect, Pastor Ernie, for the Democrat Party. If he was here, he would be the leader of the Democrat Party. I mean, he's a member of the World Economic Forum. He promotes every sin you could think of. He promotes Islam. And yet he wants to destroy Christianity and patriotism, Canadian patriotism.
He said they must erase Christianity from all public institutions, and they are to promote LGBTQ and put instead of religious faith in Canada. That's what he's saying. That's unbelievable.
Right. Exactly. Because Christianity stands against everything he believes and is doing.
Well, we need to, you know, I think we should have pray some imprecatory prayers against that wicked man. What do you think?
Well, I mean, he's shaking his fist at God.
Okay, here's something we've been talking about, John. The most dangerous, destructive, and divisive wedge ever. And this comes from the Alternative News and Analysis Commentary, and it's by, well, let me see, it's got Alternative Media. It says they driven deep into the heart of, well, the most dangerous, destructive, and divisive wedge issue ever, and on the cover of this, they've got the two fists hitting each other. And one is Israel fist, and the other is the Palestinian. The quiet strategically saved the very worst for last, didn't they? Just when you thought the powers that be had carried out their greatest divide and conquer scheme of all time with the COVID pandemic, now comes the most powerful DNC weapon ever. If there's anyone who has failed, who has followed the alternative media for years, who has not seen the great divide rapidly emerging in the wake of Hamas surprise attacks in Israel and subsequently the razing of Gaza, it should be obvious that all virtually all the largest alternative right media platforms have taken the sides of Israel and done so with a vengeance, while many of the smaller conservative sites have called out the transparent Mossad false flag operation as a false pretext to perpetrate a full-blown genocide in Gaza. This is what we were talking about earlier when I was telling you about these articles they have saying that the Israel simply wants to eliminate Gaza because of the natural gas. With the latest masterstroke of their time, tested divide and rule strategy, the New World Order globalists perhaps have succeeded in pitting the entire right against itself just 1 year before the 2024 election. Right now, and this is true to a sense because some of the clips in that I would not use, and these are from some of the people that we've dealt with, right, conservative, because they have fallen for this. Now, I'm not saying... that Israel is lily white in this. We know Israel, again, have always been a stiff-necked people, okay? But this thing that they're doing, they're promoting, we understand what's happening there. Now you're having a number of what, you know, it used to be conservatives. They're falling for this stuff that never was. The Holocaust never happened. The Holocaust never happened, John. Have you ever visited the Holocaust Never Happened museum, John?
Not in Washington, but I was in the one in Israel.
Yeah, well, I was at that one in Washington, and it was huge. But you see, here's why you know, they're saying this, but here's why I don't buy it. You see, I remember after World War II, a number of those Germans came over here from Germany. Now, I was just a kid, and I asked them, why did you guys let Hitler do this? Why did you let him do that? And even as a kid, John, when you'd be talking to them and they would cut off, you know, they would look the other way, eye contact, and finally some of them would tell you, look, we knew there was a lot of things we were afraid. We couldn't do anything. I mean, if we tried to help and stop it, they would come for us in the middle of the night. Okay, and they were talking about how even the children, they knew when they came for the children that were bedwetters, or the children that had oversized ears, or the children that were like deformed, whatever. When they took these children away, supposedly to the hospital or to care, they said, we knew that wasn't why, but we couldn't do anything about it. If we resisted, we would end up like the Jews. And so now people say that never happened. Well, I know better because I talked to the people that were there.
Well, Pastor Ernie, in 1930, in around there, 35, there was about, there was 6 million Jews in Poland, right? About that many, not counting the rest of Europe. So after, in 1945, where did all the Jews go?
Well,
there's 40,000 Jews left in Poland after World War II, but the German Jews and the Polish Jews, the Russian Jews, and where did they go, Pastor Ernie?
Well, we know many of them got out and came to the United States, actually.
Not by the millions. No, you know, some of them did, but the large European Jewry, what happened to it after in 1945, you know, after the war was over? Where did those millions of Jews go to? They were killed.
Yeah.
Now, and the Holocaust deniers want to deny that.
Well, here's what they're saying. Write this one: move by the Khazarian cabal has created a complex cluster of chaos, confusion, and conflict throughout the conservative side of the aisle, but not in D.C., mind you, and not for the biggest alternative media websites in there. So they named Breitbart, Gateway, Pundit, Newsmax, One America, Newsmax, Daily Caller, PJ Media, The Daily Wire, Red State, Washington Examiner, the Washington Free Beacon, the Western Journal, the Federalist, the World News Daily, Conservative Treehouse, all are in with Israel's agenda of outright genocide and land grabbing as fully as expected. And so, again, this is the kind of propaganda stuff that you're coming out with. And again, Israel is not squeaky clean by any means, okay? But they're trying to tell you that the atrocities committed by Hamas never happened. And pretty soon you'll hear, well, it was Israel that attacked Hamas, that attacked Gaza. And we, you know, I mean, they'll turn it all the way around, won't they?
Yeah. Pastor Ernie, can I just give a quick little history about
Gaza? Yeah, go ahead. So,
yeah. What happened was, prior to the Six-Day War there in 1967, Gaza belonged to Egypt. But after Israel's victory and they gained all of the land there, the Sinai, all the ways to the Red Sea, Gaza came under Israel's control. So from 1969 up until 2005, that was under Israel's control, but then Israel gave, like, Gaza its independence. They had They had Jewish settlements there. They were all forced. The Jews were taken out, and Gaza belonged to the Jews. Now, the problem is Hamas was there, and Hamas was elected in 2006. There was an election, and they elected Hamas, the people, the Palestinians, elected Hamas. The Hamas didn't take it by force. They were elected. And Israel couldn't allow Hamas, because Hamas has a covenant to destroy Israel. They have an actual covenant they made with Allah to kill all the Jews, take Israel, and take Jerusalem. So the Israelis had to watch them, because they're right on the border and they want to kill them. And immediately Hamas started to fire rockets into Israel, immediately. And so there's been like three kind of skirmishes that have taken place, not outright wars, up to now. And now Hamas made the big attack into Israel. And Israel says, well, we're going to take you out, because your whole goal is to destroy us, and we're not going to allow you to do it anymore. So that, in a nutshell, that's what happened, where Israel controls Hamas in that they have a port, and Israel checks what's coming in, and they want to check all the supplies. But Hamas is getting it in underground from Egypt and other ways. But that's so Israel doesn't outright control Gaza. Hamas does.
Well, here's the thing. Why won't any of these other countries, Egypt, Syria, Lebanon, why won't Saudi, why won't any of them take in the Palestinians?
Well, they're very dangerous, Pastor Ernie, because Hamas there is riddled through Gaza. I mean, they were elected. They didn't force, come in with guns blazing and take over Gaza. So you take Egypt. Egypt has problems with the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood wants to overthrow the Egyptian government. So they don't want the Palestinians in there, because the Palestinians are riddled with Gaza. I mean, with Hamas. So, yeah, they don't want them. Jordan certainly doesn't want them. So none of them want those. Oh, and here's the thing. They're trying to bring them into America. Did you hear that, Pastor Ernie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know.
They want to bring a million. They want to bring a million from Gaza here into America.
They want to get them here before the 2024 election, huh?
Well, I mean, these. How do you tell if they're terrorists or not?
Well,
and they've been training their kids there since they're little kids to be Hamas fighters, and we're going to bring them here.
You have the unholy alliance, John. It's an unholy confederacy between the communist and radical Islam. Now, right now, who would you say that the so-called Justice Department, the FBI, the CIA, okay, all of their heads, are they working towards, are they more apt to be with the Communist Party? Are they getting their orders from the Chinese Communist Party? Is that where Joe Biden's getting his orders, according to articles I have here?
Ernie, that's a real tough choice, because the State Department and the Biden administration, they're loaded with Hamas Muslims in there, Pastor Ernie.
I know that.
It's a tough choice between who has sold us out are we sold out to the China? I think it's both. They probably.
It is.
In the long run, Pastor Ernie, there's no doubt that the Muslims would take down the communists. In my mind, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
They would take them down. They'll win.
They have. But they have to. The idea is that they have a saying, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And so they have formed that alliance. They're working together against the Christians and Jews. And I'm talking about the real Jews. I'm not talking about the synagogue of Satan that you have, like Chucky Schumer and Jerry Nadler and people that are really literally communist. Okay. And so.
Well, Lenin called these people useful idiots.
Yeah.
So, Pastor Ernie, I saw the homosexual flag and signs, homosexuals for Gaza and all. And there's no doubt. There's no doubt because ISIS did it. If these homosexuals, they're brain dead, because if they were to go over to Gaza and try and participate with Hamas and all that, Hamas would take them to the highest building and throw them off the roof and kill them. That's what ISIS did. And in fact, they've done that already in Gaza, just as I described. They will kill homosexuals there in Gaza. And the homosexuals, I don't know how many, but they're marching in these parades. I've seen the homosexual flag flying.
Oh, yeah, I know. I did, too. All right. The House Oversight Committee Wednesday subpoenaed Hunter Biden, James Biden, and former business associate Rob Walker for in-person depositions as part of their impeachment inquiry. Comer also requested transcribed interviews from Hallie Biden, that's Beau Biden's widow, turned Hunter Biden's girlfriend, Sarah Biden, that's James Biden's wife, and Melissa Cohen, Hunter Biden's wife. Transcript interview from Biden crime family whistleblower Tony Bobulinski was also requested. This is the first time subpoenas have been issued for testimony. Comer previously subpoenaed bank records for Hunter and James Biden. So now, what are they going to do? They bring these people, and they find them guilty. But what's going to happen? Because we don't have a Justice Department. So
exactly, Pastor Ernie.
So how would you do that? Let me ask you this. You know, this is why we tactical civics, we keep talking about it. There's one organization whose duty it is to enforce the Constitution, to protect, and its duty is to enforce the Constitution. Do you know who that is according to the Second Amendment?
Well, the militia.
That's exactly who it is. It's the militia. And that's why, this is why we're working so hard. This is why the last Friday of every month, the Doers of the Word Church, we're having the Tactical Civics meeting there. We had a meeting tonight. It was very interesting. It was, we watched some very interesting films. But this shows you how, see, the citizens, John, that are supposed to convene a grand jury, they're citizens like you and me and the people listening to us. When these prosecutors aren't supposed to be in there, when these prosecutors come in and they tell the people, here's the rules, here's what you must do, is that constitutional or not?
Controlling the grand jury, if you must do it, no, absolutely not.
And so, and these, when these corrupt judges say, look, here's what evidence you can put forth, here's what not, what evidence, okay, or you've heard this evidence, so you must come to this conclusion. So now, if you have a legitimate grand jury convened by the people, and this is what we're learning to do through the tactical civics. These corrupt judges and prosecutors will be the first ones, okay, that are removed. And so this is why people really need to get involved. And you can do that by learning more about tactical civics by simply going to tacticalcivics.com upon the Internet and start reading about tactical civics. Again, we're working here by the first of the year. We definitely want to have a sitting grand jury, okay? And we want to definitely have an in-place constitutional militia. And so this is what we're working for, because the corruption in our government is just overwhelming. Look, you had this so-called Judge Chukin in D.C. Before you had a trial, she declared the legitimate president of this United States, she declared him guilty before there was a trial. Now, under the law, they're supposed to, if something like that has happened, that judge has to be either recuse herself or be removed. But we don't have a Justice Department, do we?
No. It's all political. It's all political pestering. The whole thing now.
You've got that Judge Christopher Moron there in New York. He did the same thing. He declared Trump.
Yeah, he declared Trump guilty. This hearing or this trial is only to determine how much he should be fined.
And here's a guy who is posting half-naked pictures of himself on his high school alumni newsletters, and he's sending these things out. This guy is really, I don't know. He is whacked out. This fellow is totally whacked out. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. More to come.
Welcome to God's world.
To God's world.
Won't you come on in?
Come on in.
Miracles start here.
Miracles start here.
He'll take away your sin.
Take away your sin.
Open up your heart.
Open up your heart.
Leave your fears behind.
Leave them all behind.
You'll be living there.
You'll be living there.
Until the end of time.
Till the end of time.
Knock, and his door will open. Seek, and you will find. Ask, and you'll be given eternal life, sublime. He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you.
Waiting there for you.
You are why he died.
Why he died.
He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you. It was for you and I that he was crucified.
All right, we're going to open the phone lines and take some quick calls. John, I'm going to try to give you 7 minutes tonight. So phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Exclusive, reoccurring nightmare. Maricopa County's latest election interference. Cameras were turned off. The voting locations were closed early. Voters who called Maricopa sent to look to close locations in jurisdictional election video. The Maricopa County Elections Department oversaw another third world election on Tuesday where polling locations closed early unannounced and voters were forced to drive all around town trying to find a place to vote. Additionally, live cameras recorded signature verification and the counting of votes at the Maricopa County Tabulation Election Center were all turned off or inaccessible, according to... I mean, it's like right in your face, right? We're going to continue that Katie Hobbs, and it's like, look, so what? You know, we're doing election fraud. It's in your face, election fraud. Who cares? This is how we win, right? And, boy, I mean, that whole county is just totally corrupt, aren't they, out there?
Pastor Ernie, that's, what, three elections in a row? They the same thing. They've done each election, 2022 and this one now, the same thing.
Yeah.
And no one holds them accountable.
Well, again, we don't have, you know, and the state government there is as corrupt in Arizona. They're as corrupt goes. I don't know. You're right. See, this is why we're working so hard. This is why we're doing this tactical civics. Here, Elections Department, this is out there. This is from the Gateway Pundit. This is in Montana. Election Department sends out wrong ballots to undetermined number of voters. 2 years after Kayla Spell, Montana, approved new ward and voting precinct boundaries, the Flathead County Elections Department used the old ones, in mailing out absentee ballots for Tuesday's election. Election officials made the announcement Tuesday as balloting was taking place, according to the Flathead Beacon, which said the issues impacted as an yet undermined voters. All right, who do we have there? Let's go to AC in Cleveland. We got to take fast calls because the whole lines are lit up. Hey, AC.
Hello, Pastor and Chaplain.
Last Hello, AC.
We had a caller from the West Coast who was very fearful about a worldwide nuclear war that would make the rapture of the church useless. Let me set the record straight for him with absolute certainty. Jesus clearly taught in three of the four Gospels there would be a pre-tribulation rapture. And immediately after that rapture, not days, weeks, months, or years later, there will be a great disappointment. For those who miss that one flight out, where on planet Earth, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And this caller mentioned a nationally known pastor, Bible teacher, and author who teaches that the rapture will be a signless coming. That is false. On August 30th, 2023, if you look at the edition of Understanding the Times with Mike Fodor, you've had him on the air, I proved with absolute certainty that the pre-tribulation rapture has a sign of that second coming that Jesus clearly foretold in Matthew 24 and before in Luke 17. The disciples asked Jesus, what shall be the sign of thy coming in Matthew 24, verse 3, and Jesus gave the explicit, exclusive answer further on in Matthew 24. So Mike Fodor's website is swordanddoveministries.com, and I would warn this caller in love not to be in fear of a worldwide nuclear war, but instead to be concerned about being left behind in the seven-year tribulation period.
You know what? That's what I'm going to be preaching on. I'm going to be preaching on the fires of hell, but making your salvation sure, making your salvation. Right now, I'm going to tell you that's important. But thanks, AC. I do have to move on because the whole board's lit, but thanks for calling. Who's next?
God bless.
God bless. Who do we have next, Josh? Let's go to San Diego with Jack. Hey, Jack.
Yes, so I want to tell you a short story that I think is very interesting. One of the things that we can expect from the current conflicts is cyber attacks. So I live in San Diego County. And the city of Oceanside, Tri-City Hospital, now this is right next to Camp Pendleton, was hit with a cyber attack on Thursday. Today they declared a state of emergency at the hospital. They're no longer receiving new patients, and they're no longer receiving ambulances or any type of emergency care. And they're starting to transport their patients to other hospitals. So I called the police department to get more information, and they said, all we know is that we're not transporting to Tri-City Hospital. We don't have any other information. But you can call the fire department and see what they know. So they gave me their number, and I called dispatch at the fire department. They said the same thing. We're no longer transporting to Tri-City Hospital, and that's all we know. Tri-City Hospital is not answering their telephone. So I think this is rather bizarre. What type of cyber attack would cause a hospital to move its patients and not take any new patients and not take any emergency care?
I don't know, but I do know that just earlier this week and last week, they said that they're claiming that it was coming from Russian hackers, that they knew that these were Russian hackers. Of course,
well,
the point
of my call is, this is just a local story. It's not a national story.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, how many other hospitals across the United States are suffering cyber attacks right now? And is this going to spread to the banking system, to the stock market, to other critical infrastructure? Just think about it. What kind of a cyber attack would cause a hospital to move its patients to other hospitals? That's very serious.
Yeah.
Well, there's a problem going on with the banks right now where people are depositing their money, and apparently there's like millions. They're depositing their money, and it can't be withdrawn. It goes into the bank, and it's not like posting. And this is going on for quite a while, and the banks are offering not really real excuses for it.
Well, you know, that might explain why the sudden surge in the price of Bitcoin in the last 2 weeks. Skyrocketing. Are investors seeing Bitcoin as a safe haven for their money?
It might be.
What you're saying is widespread. You're making deposits and you're not getting credit for it. Look, wasn't that long ago, a couple of months ago, we had a bank run and three or four banks went under. It doesn't take a lot to panic the public.
Jack, in the past year, over 3,000 banks have gone. The smaller banks across the country are gone in the past year. So that's a lot. Got to move on. Thank you. Who do we have next? Let's go to St. Paul. Hey, we have Vince. Hey, Vince, you're in the air.
Good evening. Back to your verse that you shared earlier, Isaiah 66, verse 8. You just off the cuff thought, well, that's the rebirth of Israel in 1948. Are you sure about that? Israel came in being 1948, but maybe that was because of the Rothschilds giving it birth.
Well, it's referring to Israel. Read the chapter. I read Isaiah 66. It's talking about the nation of Israel. So it's
isn't Isaiah 66, verse 8, pertaining to the point of the Holy Spirit? In one day, the church was born?
No, it's referring to the nation of Israel.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm sure about that.
I ponder about that. I'm a strong King James believer, and I read the Bible each and every day. Maybe one of these days you and I will see things eye to eye, but right now I don't see things eye to eye in that area.
All righty. Well, all right. Well, we'll ask John McTernan. He knows about everything. Hey, John McTernan,
well,
you
know, the rebirth of the nation of Israel according to Bible prophecy?
Yeah.
I'm speaking to the caller. Is the rebirth of Israel according to Bible prophecy?
Yeah, you guys are 100% sure on that, huh?
Yeah, virtually every Bible scholar I know believes that, too. So, I mean...
Okay. Well, so. The Israeli flag flies high with the Rothschild sign on it. It seems like the Rothschild...
Well, I'm asking you, caller. Caller, yes. I'm asking you, is the modern state of Israel in existence according to Bible prophecy?
It is, but it may not be for our benefit.
Of course it's for our benefit, because Christ is going
to
return. When Jesus Christ returns, the nation of Israel is in existence. His feet are going to stand on the Mount of Olives. And that's where he's returning. Yes,
you look at the Bible literally, in that.
Yeah. Well, listen. Was Jesus Christ? Was he born literal?
He certainly was.
Yep. Yeah. So his second coming, are the prophecies literal about his second coming?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
No. Then we're agreeing. But now let's say you and I just went into Israel. We took over Israel. Now. Does that mean God's going to come and rescue us because we took over the ground of Israel? That doesn't make any sense.
No. The Jews did not steal the land from anyone when Israel was created.
I didn't say steal. I'm just saying whoever occupies Israel, they're the guy. They're God's chosen people. I don't they could be Jews, Palestinians, whoever. Here's Israel. We're going to put a flag high and we're going to call ourselves Israel.
All righty, but I got to move on because we're running out of time.
You're all confused, caller. You're totally confused.
Okay, I have to move on.
You've got to read your King James Bible a little bit more stonely.
All right, thanks, Smith. Who do we have next? We got time for like one. Okay, we got Marco Max. You got about 1 minute. Go ahead.
Hey, Pastor. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, it's just another sign, just another, everything you're saying, love your program. It just proves for God's remedy. When you take a verse train, take Mark 9:29, hook it up with 2 Chronicles 7:14, hook it up with Luke 18:1-8, and then hook it up with various other verses about prayer and fasting and about calling God, just wipe them out. We need to do that. My wife and I have been doing it for years, about 4 or 5 years. And one of the things that we pray for all the time, that God would roust up other people to pray and fast. Thank you for letting me say that. And it works because an entire varsity football team came to a church, a public school came to a church, 7 or 8 kids got saved, and a guy that was shy about giving his testimony, they encouraged him. And that's a public school. So I know it works. We need to pray and fast revival and call on God to wipe out the enemies that are in this country. God bless you, and thank you.
Thank you. All righty. We're out of time. John, how much time do we have there? Okay, John, you got 5 minutes. I tried to give you 7.
That's all right. Okay. Well, what I want to share with everybody is, all our listeners, is Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now, that's Jesus Christ speaking. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. That means the meek, not physically poor, spiritually meek. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. The first part is the saving gospel of Jesus Christ. He anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. That is that we can have eternal life. We can have our sins forgiven through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. There's a penalty for it. And the Lord was sinless, the sinless only begotten Son of God. He died on the cross and shed his blood to pay the penalty for our sin. And then he rose again. He rose bodily 3 days later. That's the heart of the gospel. That's how we're reconciled to God, through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that's the only way to salvation. There's no other way, because the penalty for sin has to be paid. If we don't come God's way, then we have to pay the penalty ourselves. The second part is he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to preach deliverance to the captives. That's to free people's minds, the people that have bondage in their minds, and to set at liberty those that are bruised, crushed, oppressed of the devil. The reason that this is so important to put both of them together, in America today, there are so many depressed people, so many lonely. It's like a huge epidemic, folks. There's so many attempted suicides, overdoses of drugs. The people are taking drugs and alcohol, and then we go into the prescription drugs because we're hurting. The American people are hurting inside. They're broken inside. And the gospel of Jesus Christ, salvation anchors us with God, and then Christ will come in and he'll heal our broken hearts. He'll free our minds. Many are oppressed of the devil. He will stop that oppression. We can have liberty in Christ. We can have joy in Christ. We can have peace in Christ. We can have strength. God will, through Jesus Christ, heal that wound that the American people have. Amen, Pastor Ernie? Aren't we, as a nation, suffering?
Absolutely. America is cut and she's bleeding.
Yes, I like that, what you said. So, folks, there's two things needed, that relationship with God through Jesus Christ and then crying out and saying, Lord, heal my broken heart. Heal me of the depression. Heal me of fear. Heal me of loneliness. Heal me of rejection, sorrow, grief. That's what Jesus Christ came to do. Fill us with joy, love, peace, and power. And that can be done right now by repenting of sin, confessing Jesus Christ, and then I'm saying, Lord, please, all the listeners, we want everyone to have eternal life, and we want their hearts healed so they can live now with peace and joy, not without the drugs.
1 minute.
So, Father, in Jesus' name, every one of our listeners, we're asking for their hearts to be healed, that loneliness to be filled with you, the comforter, the Holy Spirit, with depression to be filled with your joy, joy that you are coming, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Fear is overcome with your peace. Your heart, your peace in our heart will overcome all fear. That's why Jesus Christ came, that we may have eternal life and we may live abundantly now with God's love, peace, and joy. That covers it, Pastor Ernie.
Well, and it covers it very, very well. And so, again, no one has ever, ever regretted receiving eternal life. Didn't never happen. And, well, we're at that time again where we come to every night at this time. And here's what we always do, John. We say good night. So say good night. We say God bless.
Bless. So,
and then we say this, remember, always
keep
fighting
the
fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like,
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather
peanut gallery.
Long time no see.
No can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.